This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with a special local news report about the passage of the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act approved by the United States House of Representatives last week. Our local congressman, Derek Kilmer, co-sponsored that bill and called into KPTZ on Friday to discuss its ramifications.
If the American people want to see change, they want to see greater justice, they want to see greater accountability, and that was really, you know, what this bill is about. You know, doing things like banning chokeholds and stopping no-knock warrants and combating racial profiling and establishing new standards for policing and for accountability, so that if there is an example of misconduct, that action can be taken. Those are all things that the American people are overwhelmingly supportive of, and they're all things that have been far too long coming.
The act has several components: to end racial and religious profiling, ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants, limit military equipment used by local police, improve police accountability while enforcing misconduct examinations, and designating lynching as a federal crime. The measure was approved along party lines, with all Democrats and three Republicans voting in favor. Having passed the House, the bill needs approval from the Republican-controlled Senate and the President before becoming law. CNN predicts this won't happen, noting that Democrats blocked a Republican-sponsored police reform bill, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CNN that he will not allow the bill to advance. Kilmer, however, is more optimistic.
The Senate approach covered a lot of the same issues, but rather than taking action on it, proposed studies. And, you know, frankly, I don't think that we need a study of chokeholds. I think we can ban chokeholds. I am hopeful that we will see the Senate take action on this, both because I think this is thoughtful legislation that takes bold action on what is a clear problem, as we saw from those tapes in Minneapolis and elsewhere. I also am hopeful because I believe, you know, again, what Lincoln said is public sentiment is everything. With public sentiment, you can accomplish anything. And the American people are speaking up and speaking out in every community in my district. People are standing in solidarity and demanding change. And I think that's, you know, and listen, some of that will be at the local level, depending upon the jurisdiction. Some of that will be at the state level. And what's important about the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act is the federal government has a clear role to play here. And my hope is the U.S. Senate listens to the American people.
When asked about the timing of police reform efforts, Kilmer quoted his colleague, longtime civil rights activist and current Congressman John Lewis, who said it was hard to be reminded in such stark ways that we are not as far along the path to justice as what people hoped would be in 2020.
But then he said, you know, but at the same time, I'm hopeful because people are standing up and people are speaking up and they're demanding change. And he said, particularly young people are engaging in a way that will drive change. And he said, that's how we get to the promised land. To me, that's what this is about. You've seen the voices of the American people saying what we saw in Minneapolis was wrong. You know, too many innocent Black Americans are being killed around our country, and that their lives matter, that Black lives matter. And that it's important both to acknowledge that, but it's also important to take action. And that's why the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, I think, is a real important step, because it makes substantial reforms, and it's why it's had such extraordinary support from the civil rights community.
KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.